flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Amen. This having a boat ride in a lake and suddenly he is hit by yet another boat from behind, and a small boat shakes. The man is extremely angry, ready to abuse and shout at the person who hit him. But the moment he looks back, he finds the boat that hit his boat is empty, and there is nobody in that boat. The anger disappeared. When you become an empty boat, when others can pass through you, then you can cross this ocean of worldly life easily. Be an empty boat. A man is full of so much. His ego. His sense of doership, his sense of ownership occupies him, fills him. It is not that you do something good or something bad. Others would always have problems. It is not about good action and bad actions. You will always have enemies. Rather, good actions have more opponents than bad actions. It's not about doing this and doing that. It is to get rid of the I which is feeling the being. Worldly person is filled with I, but a spiritual person is filled with a bigger I, because he has got knowledge, he got wisdom, he has got certain principles, certain rules of life, some points of dharana. He might be waking up early in the morning and that makes him egoistic. He might be meditating and that makes a meditator a full boat. He might be reading some spiritual text and he looks down upon others. If anyone comes and argues with him about any point, he is ready to fight. The ego feels, and a spiritual person, a spiritualist, in one sense is more egoistic than a worldly person. Because there is so much to fill him. The boat is full. That's why any friction any attack, any disturbance, any opposition, any abuse disturbs the full boat. But when the boat is empty, people can come and go through you. They will make friendship only with people through whom they can pass through. Those who are full, they want to keep away. Baba has divided souls into three categories. The first category they are counted on fingers, rarest of the rare. But you do find them. The second category of souls are full boat. The third category is the worst. The first category of souls, they are in the world but not in the world. They are in pravritti but away from all the vrittis of the world. They are unique, they are detached. They are spiritually fireproof. They know how to do spiritual finance management. They renounce, and yet beyond that ownership, I have done something. Their donation is secret, incognito donations. The second category, they earn and they eat. You do something good and you earn praises, and they accept the praises. And they swell like a balloon to burst one day. Baba said, these are just the steps on this path, not the destination. You will get a lot of praises. You will get appreciation, acknowledgement from this world. The moment you do anything selfless, worthwhile. But these siddhis can become maya. They can become an obstacle on your path. So, attain that spiritually. Spiritual fireproof stage. How? You stay connected with the higher power. Bring detachment in actions. I am trusty. Be a detached observer. The world is a drama, these are the actors. Each one has got his own role. Each one has got a unique spiritual, individual journey. I should not get influenced by the words and behaviors of people. So keep a very high spiritual attitude that keeps me detached. I move as an empty boat without so much of I. Let others come and let others pass through me. With affirmations, I am in the world, but the world is not in me. The Guru said, get rid of the word Maya. But disciples said, Master, how can I? The password for my Wi-Fi is Maya. I cannot change it. So attain a spiritually fireproof stage. Nothing of this world should influence me. Things, persons, circumstances, praises, abuses. Things will happen, things will go. I watch this drama as a detached observer. These are the side scenes. I am in the train. The scenes are changing. Transient. Anitya. They are coming, they are going, they are coming, they are going. Nothing is permanent. I see the clouds, they are there and they are gone. I am the sky. I am the tree, the birds are coming and birds are going. I am standing at the road. Vehicles are coming and vehicles are going. Every person has an individual journey. They came in your life and they left, never to come back again. Their part was only for that period of time. They taught you certain lessons, learn and go. And go, and they left. So these are certain tasks from today's Murli. Baba has mentioned about souls who are supportive, souls who are right-hand, souls who are obedient, souls who are special. Souls who say, yes, Baba. Souls who say, yes, Baba, I am present, Baba. Souls who say, yes, Baba, I am present, Baba, right now, Baba. They are ready. And probably Baba is talking with those people who are not Madhuban inmates, but those who live in the world and yet are so cooperative. And Baba is creating a garland out of those people, children. So make a list of those supportive souls, the three souls who helped in your life. Think of those three persons who supported you at the time when you were at the lowest. Right now, close the eyes and think of those three people who supported you the most. When everybody left you in the lurch, they became the pillars. They became the source of sustenance. That's it. So the first task is think of such souls and have an intense sense of gratitude for them. Such three souls, maybe in laukik or alaukik life, they helped you directly or indirectly. The second task is practice secret donation, Gupta Dan. How do you do that? Secret donation with no name. Have an envelope without name. Or send some groceries to the spiritual center without your name on it. The nameless donation. You help somebody. Give something to that person. But your name should not come. Double roles. Make a picture of double role. Your life in the laukik and life as a laukik person. Worldly and spiritual. In the same picture, illustrate two things. Here, you are meditating and listening to Murli. On the other side, you are working, traveling, mixing with people, the worldly activities. And how do you balance? Be a secret motivator. This is an excellent thing. Motivate others without letting them know from where the inspiration is coming. They should feel inspired. They should feel to do something more in life. But they should not know that the inspiration is coming from you. It might be helping a student in his studies. It might be helping a weak student in doing his homework. It might be helping somebody to understand this knowledge. It might be giving a course. It might be helping somebody to learn language. Helping somebody. A mature person to sharpen his skills. A musician who doesn't have a teacher. Helping anybody. Guiding. Helping. Supporting. Showing them the path. A secret motivator. Develop a spiritual financial plan. Two things are included in this. Time and money. Giving your time to somebody. And financial plan. This confluence age is the age of blessings. Think of what blessings you have received. So the three type of children, the first are those who practice economy and economy. Nothing for themselves. The minimalistic way of living. Minimalism. They don't want anything. Ordinary. But in their ordinary acts, there is an extraordinary hidden. Why there is a desire to be extraordinary? Be an ordinary. Ordinary eating, simple living. Economy, an economy. That is the first. The second, they eat, they earn and they eat, they earn and they eat. They don't save anything. And the third, they even snatch what others are eating, what others have. That's a dangerous group. So Baba said, think of, think of who you are out of the three. Out of the three, who you are. The first one is somebody who is not, who is in the world but not in the world, who is living, but more than 70% of their resources they are devoting to spiritual life, time, money, everything. The second category, they eat, they earn and they eat. The third category, they don't earn, but they eat more. They take more. They even snatch. So decide, where do you stand on this scale? And another important thing is attaining a spiritual fireproof stage. No matter what circumstances are there, what things are happening in this world, you are stable. Inner stability is the most important thing. The weather is cold. You don't have money. There is no room. Everything is there, but still, you are stable. Before enlightenment, chop wood, fresh, fetch water. After enlightenment, chop woods, fetch water. The same actions, but high level of consciousness. Om Shanti.